You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Welcome to Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. I'm Buzz Knight, your host, and please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast. And kindly share this with a friend or multiple friends. We appreciate it. Leave us a rating when you follow us. And you could also go to our website at takingawalk.com to not only hear all of the episodes, but you could leave us comments, suggestions, maybe guest ideas. Maybe you even want to be a guest. And you could also sign up for our newsletter right there at takingawalk.com. I've been looking forward to meeting up with our next guest in a big way. She is a rare talent who continues to stand the test of time. She has an internationally acclaimed recording catalog. She began her career as co-founder and lead singer of the groundbreaking all-female new wave rock band, The Go-Go's. Songs like Our Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat became anthems for our generation and still are to this day. After the band went their separate ways in 1985, Belinda Carlisle wasted no time in forging her solo path. With hits like Mad About You and Heaven Is a Place on Earth, Belinda was creating her next chapter, and she continues to do that to this day with a new collaboration with the legendary songwriter Diane Warren called Big Big Love. She's celebrating 35 years as a solo performer with her critically acclaimed Decades tour as well. Let's welcome Belinda Carlisle to Taking a Walk. Welcome, Belinda. I'm so excited to have you on. My only regret is we couldn't be taking a walk in person.
Well, you never know. I'm going to be in Boston, so you never know. Maybe I can come through.
I love it. Are you still in the south of France?
No. I'm in Mexico City. We lived in France for a very long time, but I love it here. I love the city. It's vibrant, and the best part about it is it's close to California, my family and friends.
I love it. Congratulations on teaming up with the iconic Diane Warren on your great new work, Big Big Love. Definitely want to circle back on that. And also congrats on announcing the Summer Decades Tour with tickets going on sale everywhere. So we have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. But I'm so grateful to talk to you. Can you describe the feeling you had the first time you ever heard your music on the radio?
Oh, well, I remember the first time, like on a real, on a big radio station with our lips sealed, and I was in, I was with my boyfriend. We were in his beat up VW Bug, and we heard it on the radio, and I turned it up, and it was just, you know, I still turn up the songs when I hear my songs. It's still exciting to hear yourself on the radio.
Did you ever expect songs like Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat would be anthems to this day?
No. I mean, it's funny how, like, those early songs, those early go, because I have a few songs in my solo career, too, that sort of transcend music and have become moments in people's lives, and, you know, where the song means much more than just the song to them. So, yeah, I mean, who would have guessed? I mean, they're great songs, but it's only once in a while that a song comes along that gets to that, you know, gets to that level where it becomes a lot more meaningful than just the song.
When did you first realize that music would be, you know, so much of your life and your career?
Well, I mean, I always fancied myself a singer, even though I couldn't sing. So, I mean, the only thing I really wanted to do when I was growing up is travel and see the world. And I thought, well, I'll be a travel agent. And then when the Runaways came out, and, you know, they were all girls, I thought, well, that's an even better way to see the world, is to be part of a band. So my career started out with the Go-Go's. I mean, I had never, I was in some punk bands before that. But, I mean, properly, I mean, and it was just like the punk days. If it wasn't for the punk days, I probably wouldn't have had the career that I have. So, and back then it was, you know, you could do anything you want and be terrible, and you could record. The worse you were, the better you were. You know what I mean? So, I had a choice between playing the drums and singing. So, I thought, I'll sing. So at that moment, that was back in 1978, I would never have thought that I'd have a career that's lasted as long as it has.
And then your solo career, my goodness, has been and continues to be so fantastic. And I look back at the catalog and I see some really incredible people that you've had the opportunity to work with in your career, such as, oh, this guy, George Harrison, on Leave a Light On, right? What was that like?
Brian Wilson. Oh, Brian Wilson. I've worked with Lindsey Buckingham. I've worked with a lot of great people. Well, George, it was just, you know, I mean, just asking, really. And I, you know, you never know until you ask. And I really didn't expect him to say yes, to be honest. But he did, and I mean, I feel very humbled and very lucky because he hasn't really worked with anybody outside of his own needs. I mean, Ravi Shankar and those musicians, but as far as pop, outside the Beatles, he really didn't work with anybody else.
And then you did the quintessential song called California with the quintessential, as you just mentioned, Brian Wilson. That must have been pretty outstanding.
Well, yeah, that was like probably the most, like, I think, emotional, like, incredible day in my career. I think, I mean, I had worked with Brian. I knew from through years of, you know, he would come to go-go shows. He came to a few of my shows, and I sang backup vocals on a couple of his albums, and then, you know, we had this song, California. So I asked him, and he came to the studio. And it was, I mean, because I grew up with the Beach Boys, and they're part of my DNA, you know. I mean, it's just the way I grew up in Southern California. So, I mean, to have it sort of come full circle and to have him singing on my album was like, and besides that, it was just so beautiful watching him work. And And, you know, he's like Mozart. He's going to be regarded in that sort of way one day, you know. I mean, people respect him now, but, I mean, to experience the way he works was just like, it, It was very, very emotional.
Well, so now you're collaborating with the iconic Diane Warren on the new song, Big, Big right. Love. How did that collaboration come about?
Well, Diane, I know Diane, and she, I knew Diane for years, and she wrote a couple of hits from my Heaven on Earth album, including I Get Weak. And I was planning on retiring and just really slowing down. And then my son ran into her in a coffee shop in L.A., and she said, what is your mom doing? And let's call her. So, you know, so they called me and she goes, come to the studio because I have hits for you. And I really wasn't sure whether I wanted to open up that door because, you know, it's a big commitment. So I thought, okay, well, as a courtesy, I'll go to the studio and see what she's thinking. And then she played the songs and I was completely blown away and really just like, well, I'm not, I'd be stupid to say no, and I'm obviously not meant to retire yet. So I'm going to record these songs, and that's why the EP is called Kismet, because it was all always, it was just weird how the whole thing came about. It was kind of magical, and by chance, it this all happened.
And now you also go back to the joy of playing live in front of people with the Decade Tour. How joyous is it being in front of people on this upcoming tour?
Well, I just, it's fun for me. I love doing live shows. I just came up a big tour in the UK. I love it. I mean, I don't like to slog it out for too long because there's a lot of physicality. And, but you know, for 2 weeks at a time, it's a lot of fun for me. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. And I haven't done anything in the States for a long time. So I'm looking forward to this.
I also want to commend you for your amazing work with the Animal People Alliance. Can you talk about that important work you do?
Oh, yeah. Well, I co-founded this organization, Animal People Alliance. A friend of mine and I did it. He works in the NGO trafficking in Calcutta. And he said, there's lack of animal services. Do you want to do something? And I said, sure. So that was in 2014. And we sort of found our way. And 8.5 years later and 30,000 animals later, we've treated, you know, we've created employment for people who might have difficulty getting a job, like lower caste people or people with disabilities. And we've expanded into northern Thailand near Myanmar, where we work a lot with stateless people who would have a hard time getting a job because of lack of identification. So we do a huge rabies and spaying and neutering drives in both places. And it's been very successful, and I'm really, really proud of it. And the great thing about it is I'm not like, you know, Miss White Savior, you know, coming along to save the day, is that they're actually on the ground doing it themselves. So it's really been kind of an amazing, amazing thing. And my wish is to expand here in Mexico I've always wanted to have a donkey sanctuary. So that's kind of what I'm cheering on at the moment, is doing that.
Bless you for doing that work. Congratulations on Big, Big Love. And thank you for being on, and for the joy that certainly you've given me and so many others with all of your music. Thank you so much, Belinda.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.